This is J Bell, you are listening to Afrobeats and Cheers.
Hi guys, welcome back to Afrobeats and Cheers. It's been forever, right?
Right.
It really like, has been though.
It's been like a month or like two.
Wait, a month? Our last episode was on June or something.
I think you mean was in June.
Was in
right.
June.
But awesome. And that was Coffee's album.
Yeah.
I think so. Mike, what's up with you?
Man, oh man, what has been up with me?
Because no, Drizzo has been talking some shit right now, saying
I wasn't
that
talking some shit.
Drizzo said it's been a while, you got some action.
What action?
I don't know about all what that. Action? The last action I had,
nah,
let me tell you.
Talking about what action is
that? No, let me tell you about the last action.
Drizzo said something about you are going to Canada to meet up with a certain girl or a couple of people.
And yet.
From Tinder.
Hey, and yet, the Tinder couple. I have no idea.
Drizzo was talking shit.
If you want to say something, I'll just say it.
Michael, I'm like a sister to you, so I knew if anything you tell me, I'll link you up real quick.
Right, you give me a nice
Michael, did anything like that? Did anything like that happen? Caught me by surprise.
Is there something you want to share with the class?
I'm weak. She said share with the class. Attention, guys.
Please, class is in session. The floor is yours.
The lecturer is lecturing. Yo, I can't. the hookup scene there, she said, "Chao, okay." It's because the pedicure, the manicure, you know, I see it, my fiance, and Sunny, you're 1990, you see it, you're
prepping.
No, I'm just joking. Nah, I don't know about all that.
You are here for them joking. Oh, no, wow, why can't they? Yeah.
Nah,
let me tell you guys the last action.
The last action that actually happened to me was when, you know, I was leaving Ghana and, you know, my shit went left.
Because you said your phone got robbed. Or your phone got stolen.
Oh, that was the only action.
He said everything in his life went left. So I'm thinking that was part. He went to the club. And then the next thing he knew, he was using his mom's phone. I asked Michael,
And then the next thing I saw, he was on Twitter like, "Oh, someone stole my phone at the most what in Accra,
right?
Mr. Shane John."
Yeah, no, but it's true. Like, how come the most expensive place in Ghana? Well, yeah, is where my phone gets robbed. Like, what the fuck?
But you know, I think if Apple had brought about the iOS 15 earlier,
you can
track your phone.
I know, I would have been so.
Okay, track your phone now. I got Joe and Nima and Amadina.
So Michael, what is up? I think enough of the extracurricular activity life.
Oh,
let's bring it down because Drizzo wants to open some skeletons in my cupboard.
No, I'm not opening anything.
No. Drizzo wants
true?
To.
No, that's why he's
off or gear off into my direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
let's get on to it.
So, Drizzo. Any new
so things?
Any you the every day you are
Gucci.
Okay.
I'm Prada.
Which version of Prada? Which year?
I just said John.
That's fine.
I'm good though. Okay. Aja, what's up with you? I'm good.
I'm alright. Nothing really.
What have you been up to?
Nothing really, you know, like just.
She lying. Tell us about your most recent, you know.
I think there's something there.
Something
happening in our own country.
I've just changed my cream.
To what?
Please,
I'm good.
Can you actually
like
send me some?
Sure. Sure. When you send me the Apple Watch, I'll send it to you.
No. Exchange of
Age.
Good.
So anyway, we know it's been a while we spoke about Afrobeat and Cheers, so let's get straight into it.
Yes.
The album we're going to talk about today is Burna Boy's Twice as Tall.
Twice as Tall.
Hey, backing vocalist.
I knew it's a major one.
So anyway, let's get right into it. Drizzle, since you are so Gucci and proud about it, why don't you open the floor for us? What do you think about Burna Boy's Twice as Tall?
Oh,
keep it real quick and be really, really precise about it. Thank you, XX. Anna XX. Okay.
Michael is also down on background.
What's
he saying? Michael, are you good?
Singing in the air. Can't let me the beer.
No, he's beatboxing. Let's go. Let's ignore that in the background.
Alright, so let's go straight into the album, right? I feel like I like the intro to the album. According to him, it was him leveling up, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt like that was a great message on the opening track. With this album, he showed why he's a giant. And then if you look at the whole album, you feel like he wasn't really chasing hits. The idea was to be more like African as possible, right? Because if you look at the production, it tells it kind of like the direction they had wanted to go was like clear. And I feel like the project. I feel like this is the project that would win you a Grammy, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it did?
Yeah, and it did exactly that. So yeah, I'm happy for him. And then the favorite, my favorite on the album was Level Up, Way Too Big, Wonderful, Naughty by Nature. You know, those are my like the highlights of the album.
We don't know.
The highlights of the album.
Ah, you know. Say, go on.
You know.
Carry on.
Yeah, that's it for me. Adria, what's up?
Right. Tell us how you feel about the album.
Okay.
We are putting you on the spot. Yes.
Okay, well, so like I think just paraphrasing a little bit of what Jizzle said.
Mm-hmm.
This is an album that's going to win him or can win him a Grammy. So, like that was it for me. I don't know. Like, there's nothing much to say.
Yeah.
At first, when I heard the first time I heard it, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't like it. I was like, this one too, because I like African Giant better.
Yeah, because that was more like a club vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I think for me, this Twice as Tall, it has to be like you have to listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've heard it the first time. You just go back, you brush up on it again, and you realize like, oh yeah, this is something that I can actually vibe to or like listen to. Because I remember my friend Dini, he's always sending me songs like, oh, check out this person or check out this person, like singles or EPs or something like that. So I remember he sent me Burna Boy's, is it Wonderful or Onyeka?
Onyeka was so good.
Yeah, he was like, go and listen to it. So I was like, okay. So I went to listen to Onyeka and I was like, yo, Dini, like, where did you find? He was like, yeah, he really rolls with Burna Boy. So I was like, yeah, cool. So when we decided we were going to talk about Burna Boy, I was like, okay, let me brush up on him again. So I've been listening to him on repeat on Spotify. I was like, yo, how did I miss this? How did I think this wasn't the best? Because last year, Big Brother lockdown, when Kid Rai was evicted, I remember he used Burna Boy's Way Too Big as like an entrance back into social life. And then when they used to have house parties, they always play a lot of Burna Boy's songs. So I was like, what's happening? Especially they used to play Monsters You Made with Chris Martin. I was like, okay, well, Burna Boy isn't so bad. But then if you want something that's going to win your Grammy, because he said that in his African Giant, that you're going to do something, he's going to do something that's going to bring him the Grammy. So
right.
I think this is it. My ultimate favorite is Onyeka and Wonderful. Level Up isn't bad as well. So
yeah, it was such a great intro to me though. Like Level Up. Michael, how do you feel about the album? Do you feel the same way?
I definitely can agree with you all. I think that Burna Boy really.
When have you ever disagreed with us? Tell us, Michael. When have you ever disagreed with us?
Listen, the disagreement will come very soon, eventually.
Okay, I'm waiting for that.
He meant Rodri. Now I was gonna say, he really meant it when he said that, like, you know, he was an African giant, and he proved himself when he said Twice as Tall too. Like, the title of the album obviously, you know, lets you know what the fuck is going on. Excuse my language, excuse my French, but basically, yeah, he really meant it. Working with Diddy, and, you know, like, collabing with other artists, and, you know, just making sure, like, he's putting his foot down and showing you, like, he's really who he say he is. So he, like, he does that with the intro, like you said, Drizzle, and, like, just the whole album, like, literally the vibe. I feel like it got played a couple of times, like, there are a couple of favorites on there that were, like, played, like, more than once, which is, like, way too big. Real Life Is Good Too with Stormzy. But my all-time favorite literally is also Onyeka. I also like Bank On It because it's good and you can bank
what
on it.
What a wonderful.
Right. And he really meant it. Like, he said you can bank on it. Literally, put your money on it. Like, you know. He really said what he said, and that's it. Per, literally. I give him all the props that he needs for this album.
So, okay, Michael, on a rating scale,
I would say, yeah, I definitely would put it
out of 10. Okay, out of 10.
Out of 10, mm-hmm. I would definitely give it an 8 because, like, literally, it slaps. I played it a couple of times over and over again. Like, if I'm looking at it right now, actually, from my list, I have, like, about 8 songs favorited, so it matches up the vibe. Like, 8 out of 10 is definitely, like, the top.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Yeah, what about you?
I'll give it a 7. When I say 7, it doesn't mean every song there isn't nice, but there's just some that I really, yeah, really like, because I favorited 5. So yeah, so okay. I think that's good enough. Yeah, I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Nah, that's not bad. Madre? That's not bad. Oh, I'll give it an 8 too. 8 now.
Hey.
Oh, 8. Oh, man, sell it out.
Your Nigerian friends are coming at you.
How?
Let me call Amazon. Let me get
the right now. It's an 8 for me, because...
Please.
Because I can't cry and get 10, because...
Oh, but I'm really banking on him to get to the Grammys, or to win the Grammys.
I mean, yeah, it got him the nomination, so let's hope he wins him in the Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, hopefully we can get something, you know...
Yeah, hopefully.
Another album, but let's just see what happens.
I think he's making it right now, like touring, or he's doing something.
Oh, but most definitely we'll get another album though. Oh, Burna Boy works so hard.
He
works
put
so
EPs out.
Nah, he doesn't put EPs
but
out.
But most times you see as a single, one or two as a single, then the next thing you've heard, the whole album is out.
Yeah, he does it. He's smart. He literally gives you like
three singles. Because if you remember African Giant, right, it was killing it with Zlatan, and then I think two other songs, Secret with Jeremiah, and then I forgot the other person. Another one. Before we realized the whole album was out. So
I'm
guessing that's his key to success. So
yeah,
big ups to Oluwa Burna.
And that's it for him. So
yeah. Young man, we've had a
that's it. Don't sing.
So anyway, guys, I think
I'll
say hold on.
Stop. Okay. So anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll get back to you ASAP.
Real quick.
Yes.
For a long time, but then no one believe it. All of when I come back, change one try. But yeah, do I make it easy? Who better not? Who do we like? Where can I call my cellular? Work. Your back and your spine, I've got to go break. Carry my weight. Because I'm way too big. Way too big to be fucking with you. Let me go with you. Because I'm way too smart. Way too smart to be fucking with you.
is in my group. Judy, Judy, I bring the thunder like Moody. They say I'm on drugs, give me a Moody. But everything they talk, they know they do me. That's not because me, I be scooty. And for my life change, I lived in a movie. Used to roll with the shank just like Julie. Still pop car cause I'm unruly. Beat my case cause I'm unruly. Took my place as the shine shine papa of the Nigerian Rudy. Because I'm way too big.
Because I'm way too big.
Hi guys, we're back from our little break. We hope you enjoyed the first version of the first portion of Burna Boy Spice as Tall. So Michael, now I'm back to you. Like, when last you have some action? I don't know, I'm interested in your story or your life.
Explain what you mean by action though.
Me right now, my nails are chipping.
Okay, what you mean Michael, by that? When last did you get down and dirty?
Oh, asking Odiagro
at the church. When was the last time I got down and dirty?
He understands.
You want me to spill my beans there? People are listening, I beg. People are watching and listening. I want to put my business out there.
I had some action, so I think I'll benefit listening to you and Drizzle.
And yeah, this will be called Foreplay Radio, please. Subscribe to our Foreplay Radio station.
Oh, Munka Semne. I get threesome, but continue.
And no, I don't know.
Drizzle looks so disappointed.
Your friend. Your friend, I'm saying. Oh, why is he disappointed?
He looks like a father who is so disappointed.
You're very rude.
In their child. Like, you didn't know I could speak trash like this.
There's no sin in threesomes and foursomes, please. So don't make your face.
I see someone is coming out of his shell. Go on. Don't scare Michelle into talking. Let him talk.
I can't.
Are you even laughing? I feel like you have something you want to share with the class.
No, I don't. Anything I actually don't. I've never tried it.
Baby Wahana.
Never thought about it.
Stevie-Anna.
Right in the studio.
Anyway, so
yo,
I think today I want to do a little something different or a little different way of going about it. So we want to ask you, our listeners, who we should talk about next. Because I have no idea what I'm going to talk about next. So, do you have someone? I mean, we have a list of them, but we want you, our listeners.
We should get interactive. So, let's see what our fans want to say.
Michael, you're going to say something. I left the floor for you. Joseph said I'm always interrupting.
I was going to say no, yes. No, you're fine. I should have kept quiet, but not to cut you off. Excuse me, yes. We want you guys to actually interact with us and tell us what you guys think and give us people that you would like us to review.
Are you
I'm not. I wish
that's
I was.
A video.
I wish I was.
Me too.
Actually, boom boom.
And then there's our trouble. And then I had.
Oh! Hey, plantain chips.
Does your mother like plantain chips? Anyway.
But seriously, we want you guys to interact with us.
So please, you can hit us up on our Snapchat, on Twitter, or on Instagram, Afrobeats and Cheers. Yes. Or you can hit us up on our personal social medias as well. This one, my lovely co-host is Drizzle Wise. Mm-hmm. The other one is it dark? Which one is dark chocolate? Which one is Kweku with the V? Which one is... Please, Michael, I beg, tell them your social media handles because I'm tired.
My Instagram is obviously KWEKB.
Pronounce it.
Snapchat is MIC.
Oh my,
I will
bouncing baby boy say Kim. We'll see KWEKB.
It's supposed to be Kweku, but obviously the name was already taken. So Kweku with a V. There we go.
And Snapchat.
And then my Snapchat is MICH_XCVI. It was when I was turning 21 I came up with it, but yeah.
Hey,
he had
these slay queens. So my personal social media is my Twitter and Instagram is @Ajoa @AdjoaAAA_ and Snapchat is @Azo_XX. So thank you and we hope to hear from you soon.
Peace out.
See you guys later.